Mr. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, the chairman of the conference, Mr. Jacques Diouf, the director general of the FAO, distinguished heads of state, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure and honor to speak today as president of Slovenia, the country which is currently presiding the European Union and is taking part in this important and timely discussion. I would like to start, Mr. Chairman, by explaining that I fully appreciate your plight with the managing of time during this important debate. Therefore, what I will try to do is to reduce my statement to the main points and try to be as brief as I can, while the whole written text of my statement will be available to the delegates in the corridors or otherwise during this conference. Now, we are, I would like to say, in the European Union very grateful to the Rome-based institutions, FAO, IFAD and WTO, WFP, and we welcome the measures that have already been taken. Here I would like to especially pay tribute to the Secretary General of the United Nations for his establishment of the task force, of the Global Food Crisis Task Force, and I would like to commend the Director General, Jacques Diouf, for his timely and very comprehensive analysis of problems at hand and for his proposals. Now, I do not have to emphasize that rising food problems, food prices are a global problem. The causes are complex, and we need to act with a combination of urgency, caution, and determination. This is why this conference was convened. We also have to be aware that the negative impact of the current food crisis has on the achievement of Millennium Development Goals. And I should emphasize, not only on the goals related to the poverty reduction and hunger elimination, but also on other Millennium Development Goals, such as education, child and motherhood mortality, and spread of diseases, reduction of spread of diseases. Obviously, debates do not suffice. Action is necessary, and action should be coordinated as much as possible. The European Union has already taken steps to devise not only studies, but also policy responses which can help to reduce the upward pressure on agricultural commodity and food prices by reducing distortions in the agricultural sector and improving the responsiveness of supply. The European Union will use policy dialogue with third countries in a transparent manner to discourage the food export restrictions and export bans. Export restrictions may have a role in providing food security, for the use of such instrument should be restricted to the poorest countries. Now, EU action has been multifaceted, and I would like to mention by way of example that decisions were taken to allow farmers in European Union to react to market signals by increasing production of both cereals and milk. In the context of the so-called health check of European Union Common Agricultural Policy, the Agriculture and Fisheries Council is considering further steps, such as the permanent abolition of the set-aside requirement, the phasing out of the milk quota system, the elimination of current energy crop premiums, and the replacement with efforts to encourage production of the second-generation biofuels. Now, obviously, short-term measures are not enough. Short-term measures will be focused, speaking globally, on humanitarian assistance and to assistance to the most vulnerable group. What we need is also response to the financing of consumer needs and policy dialogue to enhance effective market functioning. In the medium and long term, rising food prices offer also opportunities for farmers to enhance the contribution of agricultural sector to economic growth in developing countries. Here again, I would like to pay tribute to the Director General of FAO, Jacques Diouf, who spoke eloquently about the need to strengthen investment in agriculture, rural infrastructure, extension of services, research, sustainable technologies for development, and so on. This could have positive effects on a variety of fronts, including labor demand, wages in rural areas, reduction of incentives to migration, alleviating poverty, and contribution to food security. The European Union is currently elaborating strategies to respond to the current crisis. We believe that part of that strategy has to do with the trade negotiations, and we promote an open trade and policy work towards an early conclusion of the Doha Round, which provides a significant new market opportunities for developing countries. This would help generate export income, stimulate agricultural production, and facilitate access to foodstuffs, thereby alleviating current food price hikes. In the context of an overall agreement on Doha Development Agenda, the negotiations, we believe, have already provided an opportunity, and the European Union has indicated its willingness to eliminate its export subsidies by 2013. The EU will further promote and assist developing countries, in particular the least developed countries, in implementation of adequate agricultural policies in the light of higher food security. Now, on bioenergy, a related subject which has been put on the agenda and has been discussed during this conference, President Lula of Brazil has just spoken eloquently about the experience in that regard, and I think that his statement has underlined the need for improvement of knowledge and knowledge based with regard to biofuels. And it is crucial that FAO technical reviews are well coordinated with other international organizations and UN agencies, and that could be useful as a form of support to policymakers at the national level. The European Commission's analysis shows that EU biofuels production has so far had a little impact on current global food prices, as biofuels use less than 1% of cereals production. The European Council has agreed a target of 10% share of biofuels in transportation to be reached by 2020, and sustainability criteria will mitigate the impact in future. We believe that gradually the share of second generation of biofuels will be expanded. Europe can best make contribution by doing everything possible to show that a well-defined sustainability criteria for production of biofuels can work, and by ensuring swift transition from the current situation into the second generation of biofuels. Finally, Mr. Chairman, a few words about climate change, a related and, of course, fundamental problem. The impacts of climate change on economic growth and successful implementation of poverty eradication strategies have to be better understood and better used. Climate changes and climatic variability are affecting agricultural production and land resources negatively, thus undermining the efforts in many countries, especially in Africa, as regards sustainable development in all its aspects. In the EU, we believe in adaptation to climate change, including in the field of agriculture, which is not only a major human activity at risk from climate change, but is equally a major driver of climate change itself. In this context, there is a need for joint initiatives in the area of climate change with those in the areas of food security and poverty reduction strategies, especially in developing countries. We recognize the urgent need to scale up and channel the global investment flows, particularly those of private sector, for the relevant investment. The EU sees that UN Clean Development Mechanism is a successful instrument to help countries to meet their Kyoto targets and to generate financial flows to developing countries. Furthermore, it is important that adaptation plans are well integrated with food security and poverty reduction strategies, and that women's status and importance of equality should be carefully taken into account in strategies defining policy options. Now, development assistance obviously is an important element in this large agenda. The European Union is one of the large donors of the international development assistance. Around 50 billion euros are committed to the international development assistance and humanitarian aid from the regular EU budget, an additional 22.7 billion within the framework of the European Development Fund. The EU has already provided assistance in the most critical areas and will mobilize adequate resources to finance safety nets for poor and vulnerable population groups. European Commission has already provided 223 million euros in food aid and has allocated additional 60 million euros for 2008 urgent food needs. Several member states are either brought forward or have increased their contributions. Now, with regard to medium and long-term measures, European Union will enhance its support to public and private investment in agriculture and rural infrastructure, research in agricultural technology and development. And special attention will be given to institutional development in partner countries. Mr. Chairman, this conference today is addressing a most complex crisis situation which requires coordinated responses. It includes immediate needs, which are known, and mechanisms have been swiftly put in place. And this is good. But obviously, longer-term measures are also necessary. And here I would like to agree with the point made by President Lula, who said earlier on that a crisis like this also presents an opportunity. But that opportunity will only be used if long-term measures are taken with the necessary coordination. Necessary coordination internationally, between investment in agriculture and other measures, if agricultural development is well coordinated with other forms of economic development and environmental protection, and above all, if the institutional arrangements made for that purpose are effective. Here I would like to end with a simple comment. This is a moment when the world needs the United Nations and the United Nations system more than ever. So let us conduct this discussion in the spirit of strengthening of the United Nations system and make sure that efforts we are discussing and we can agree on will be well coordinated and well led by the United Nations system, which obviously includes food and agriculture organizations and other home-based institutions. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much, Director General.